Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Somebody asked me recently, Steve, have you ever thought about becoming a judge? And what's weird about that is I get asked that fairly often. And one of the things about judgeships is I've never actually considered running for a judge because in Michigan, judges are elected. And there's a whole bunch of reasons why I've never wanted to be a judge. And, you know, here's the interesting thing. I know that when people say that, usually it's a compliment. I've had people say, Steve, I wish I had a judge like you on my case because the judge I had in my case didn't listen or explain things in a legal way that it was very, very difficult to understand what he was saying. Didn't seem to take any time to listen to what my complaints were or what my thoughts were. And so, you know, I've had people say that, you know, I think you'd make a good judge. And I appreciate that compliment. I do think that's a good thing when someone says, I think you'd make a good judge. Now, I'm an attorney, and I've been an attorney for 27 years now, and I know some people who became attorneys and very quickly became judges, and I know some people who really wanted to be a judge. I've actually helped some people campaign for judge, but there's a bunch of reasons why I would not want to be a judge, and that's why I am choosing not to run, as they say. But first of all, just so you understand, being a judge is a pretty cool job. Number one, you can be your own boss, as they say. No one tells judges what to do. I mean, I understand that there is some supervisory control by the administrators of a court over a judge. And some judges might have a situation where they're in a courthouse and there is like a senior judge or a chief judge who's in charge of the whole courthouse. But generally speaking, you know, a judge can do anything he wants or she wants. And in fact, that's what gets many of them in trouble is they kind of let that power corrupts thing go too far. So we've heard some crazy stories about judges, but you are your own boss. And the other cool thing about being a judge is it pays really, really well. Now, being an attorney pays decently well also. But in Michigan, I'm going to give you the tiers of what judges get paid. And you know, many people, when they think of what different professions you can be in, they go, well, how much money will I make as a this or a that, tow truck driver, meter maid, whatever it might be. But to be a Supreme Court justice in Michigan, you are sitting on the Supreme Court. You're one of seven people who gets to decide what the overarching ultimate law is in the state of Michigan. The Supreme Court justices in Michigan make $164,000 a year. Now, that's not bad money, $164, but you have to understand that attorneys at big law firms can make much more than that. And so, you know, as far as a competitive pay scale goes, $164,000 to have the best and brightest legal minds in the state of Michigan, that pay is probably kind of low. But again, I'm not saying it's a bad job to have. If you can get the job and make $164,000, I think that would actually be a decent job to have. Among other things, it doesn't involve heavy lifting. You don't get your hands dirty, you know? You're not working outdoors, that kind of thing. So $164,000 to be a Supreme Court justice. Now, if you're on the Court of Appeals in Michigan, that's the intermediate step between the trial courts and the Supreme Court. The appellate court justices make $151,000 a year. And again, that's not bad money to, you know, basically go into a courtroom once in a while and have people make arguments and read some briefs and write some opinions. But the trial court judges, which is what I think most people are talking about when they say, would you like to be a judge? In Michigan, I mentioned before, the trial court judges, we have district courts, which is the lower jurisdictional limit courts. And we have the circuit courts. And the circuit court judges get paid $139,000 a year. And they also, you know, have some perks that go along with it. In fact, I suspect all of these being state jobs, you get things like health care and things of that nature. But we're talking base salary here. Circuit court judges make $139,000 a year, and district court judges make $138,000 a year. So trial court judge, right around $138,000, $139,000with benefits. But here's the thing. The reason I would not want to be a judge, okay, is that you don't get to pick your docket in the sense that district courts have got to hear certain kinds of cases. Circuit courts have got to hear certain kinds of cases. And as an attorney, I can actually decide I only want to hear and deal with lemon law cases. I only want to handle criminal matters, or I only want to handle divorce matters. You know, an attorney can choose what type of law he's going to do. Court judges can't pick that. They have to handle certain cases. So if you are doing district court cases, for instance, you're a district court judge in some small town, yeah, you're getting paid $138,000 a year to have the job, but one day a week you're hearing landlord-tenant cases, and all day long you have people coming in front of you saying, this person didn't pay their rent. And then, of course, on the other side, you've got a single mom holding the three screaming babies going, you know, I'm going to pay the rent next week when I get this check coming in. And you've got to make the decision, do I enforce the law or do I have a heart? You know, and I understand people right now are saying, Steve, that's not a choice. I understand that. But the point is that as a judge, you can't disconnect yourself from that. You'd be doing it all day long. And in a circuit court in Michigan, among the things that you'd be hearing is divorce cases. Okay, now, in some of the larger jurisdictions like Oakland County, where they've got, you know, a whole bunch of judges, they might divide it up and actually say, you know, the business cases will go over here, the divorce cases will go over here. That can happen, but you can't always count on that. And I'm here to tell you right now, I've only handled one or two divorces in my entire career where somebody came along and said, Steve, as a favor, can you do the paperwork for me? This is going to be an easy, uncontested divorce where nothing can go wrong. And the problem is, by definition, is almost never anything called an uncontested divorce. And everything can go wrong. And so that's from the viewpoint of the attorney. Imagine that you're a judge, okay, and you hear divorce cases. All day long, you've got litigants in front of you who hate each other. They hate the system. They hate you. No matter who you rule for, whether you're right or wrong, is going to hate you. And there's just so much hate. Can't we all just not hate each other for a little while? So the idea of presiding over divorce cases, just that alone would keep me from wanting to be a circuit court judge. But then I'd also get to do other things like, you know, oversee murder trials. Now that might be interesting. That might be fun. That might be something that's fulfilling to do to make sure some person gets a fair trial. But like I said, that's only part of the grab bag, you know? And so back to district court, okay? District court cases spend an inordinate amount of their time handling traffic tickets, okay? So you'd be spending maybe half a day or a day every week handling traffic tickets. Like I said, half a day or a day doing landlord-tenant cases. And it's crazy the stuff that's on the dockets of these courts. And again, some of it might be tolerable, some of it might be fun, some of it might be fulfilling. You know, you actually think, like, I'm helping resolve disputes. You know, if you have parties suing each other, whether it's district court or circuit court, and you bring the attorneys back into your chambers and you say, hey, look, you know, why can't we settle this case? You know, how much do you want? How much are you willing to pay? Boom, 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 boom. Eventually a settlement might arise and you go, wow, I just did some good. And these people are actually happy. They're content with the result they got in my courtroom. I settled the case. And you go, okay, now, gentlemen, I got to go back outside and have a hearing because there's people arguing over a divorce. I might do an entire video one of these days on a divorce case out of Michigan in Oakland County, and it's still happening, but there's a couple that are fighting in Oakland County Circuit Court, and they're fighting over, among other things, child custody and child visitation, and it's one of the longest docket entries in, like, jurisprudential history in terms of how many actions have been taken during this case. The lawsuit gets filed, there's hearings, there's fights, there's motions. And it's gotten to the point where it's gone up on appeal several times. It's not resolved yet. The judge got in trouble with the Judicial Tenure Commission because she's accused of not handling things properly. But when you read the docket entries and what's happening in this courtroom, you realize that the fact that she hadn't lost her cool earlier than that was a testament to her being able to put up with a lot of nonsense. And you realize that there are cases where there are people on both sides who aren't in the court to resolve their issues, they aren't in the court to actually get justice, they're actually in the court trying to punish somebody else, or they're just putting up a fight because they like to fight, or they like to argue, or what it is, doesn't matter. The idea of having that in my life on a daily or weekly basis would not be worth it to me to get the $138,000 district court or $139,000 at the circuit court. So, you know, that's the thing. It's true. It's true that if I was a judge, I'd get to do all the fun stuff I've talked about judges doing on this on this channel. For instance, I mentioned a while back that there's a judge who was propositioning women who are in front of him for traffic tickets, saying, hey, I can make your ticket go away if you have lunch with me, wink, wink. And sadly, I've got to tell you, I had several people mention to me, and I actually knew this as well, but that judge was, unfortunately, he was murdered. He moved to Florida after he ran into trouble here in Michigan, went to Florida, and was murdered, they think by his son, but I'm not even actually sure how that played out, but it was an ugly, ugly case. There's a famous case about the judge from up north who went to see a show at Pine Knob Music Theater in Clarkston, Michigan, about 3 hours from where he worked, and he was down in the pavilion smoking pot. Now, at the time, pot smoking under any circumstances was not legal, And several of his constituents, people who were in the area who may or may not have voted for him in the last election, recognized, hey, that's Judge so-and-so smoking a joint in row three at the REO Speedwagon concert or whatever it was. I don't know what the concert was. So, you know, I don't know if I'd want to have my life under that kind of a microscope. I'm not saying I want to go to Pine Knob and smoke pot at an REO Speedwagon concert. I'm merely pointing out that everywhere you go, people would be going, hey, there's that judge. And I think he just made an obscene gesture at somebody in traffic. That's not a very judicial thing for him to do. And hey, First Amendment, right? And I'm just explaining to somebody that I disagree with their driving techniques. Don't forget about the naked pool parties. I mentioned a while back, worst judge ever, Judge Brennan out of Brighton, Michigan. Among the allegations that came up during her judicial tenure commission hearing was the fact that they were having skinny dipping parties at her house. She does have a pool out back, and apparently a lot of people like to go in the pool without their swimsuits on. Again, whether that's appropriate for a judge or not, I don't know. But it did come up several times. So, like I said, the idea of being a judge on the good days, you know, you get to walk into a courtroom, everybody stands up when you walk in, you get to pronounce judgments on people's lives, you get to, you know, possibly fix things and help things, and you know, people respect you, and they introduce you as the honorable, and you know, schools invite you to come out and speak to the kids about what the court system's all about and justice in America and the Constitution. Yeah, that's great stuff. But like I said, to me, the lows would not compensate for that. But there's one last thing I have to tell you, and this is a problem in America, not just for judgeships, but for any elected position. If you look at what's happened to our electoral process, if you're going to run for any position, I don't care what it is, whether it's whether you're running for mayor, governor, president, or you're running for a House of Representatives or Senate or a state house, or you're running for a judge. Nowadays, what will happen during the election, you will go out and try to do what you're supposed to do. That is, you go meet people, shake hands, knock on doors, tell people to vote for you, maybe make some ads, go out and talk to some civic organizations. And then what will happen is some political action committees are going to pour some money into your campaign. And they'll probably pour it into your opponent's campaign, or they'll just simply take out ads against you and start saying crazy stuff about you, because that's what we do in America now. And so if you run for office, you have to prepare to be attacked by strangers who've never met you before, but somehow have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend trying to destroy your reputation and make it so that you won't win the election and become judge in Brighton or wherever it might be. So for those reasons, I choose not to run, not interested in being a judge. I appreciate the compliment, if it's meant as a compliment, and it would be an interesting job to have, but I under no means would like to do it. So those are my thoughts on being a judge. Questions or comments, fire them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.